This is an Animal Planet podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com. Close to 25,000 people a year die from snake bites, mostly in third world countries where anti-venom is rare. On this wild discovery, meet a man who makes it his job to come face to face with these deadly creatures.
Dean Ripa is lucky. He survived an attack by one of the most venomous snakes in the Americas.
The Bushmaster is basically found over most of South America and parts of Central America. It requires a specific environment, and that's best met with in a cool, dark, humid area like a rainforest. I think I must have been about 27 when I caught my first Bushmaster. I was alone in Suriname in a rainforest area, and at night I had no gear or equipment. I simply had to freehand it and throw it into my suitcase. One case I was chased, the Bushmaster left a safe burrow and actually pursued me a distance of about 10 meters through the forest. This snake sometimes is a very dangerous customer.
A bite from a Bushmaster has an 80% fatality rate, even with antivenom.
You feel a great deal of immediate pain. It's like a pair of hot needles combined with a vise and a burning sensation. This pain has been compared to burn by fire and is one of the most terrible pains you can endure as it begins to spread, because you can feel actually the poison moving up your arm. You can feel the swelling, the increase. If it struck a vein or an artery, you may be unconscious within a few minutes. I was unconscious in 7. Rapid loss of blood pressure. No heartbeat to speak of, or pulse that could be detected. And it was just a gradual blackening and darkening after that.
Snakes are rarely aggressive, and bites to humans are either accidental or defensive. Most snakes would rather warn large animals of their presence, but some heavy-limbed creatures fail to heed the signals. A strike is the last resort. Snakes with venom that mostly destroys tissue can cause devastating injuries on human limbs. But deaths from what are considered dangerous snakes are still quite rare. Herpetologist Harry Green is working to dispel the myth of snakes as murderous monsters.
Snake bite is wildly exaggerated as a public health problem in the United States. We think probably 1,000 people, perhaps more, are bitten every year in the United States, of which probably fewer than 10 people per year actually die. In the U.S., snake bite is mainly a problem of people handling snakes intentionally or of people just not being careful outdoors. And it's kind of amazing how hysterical we can get about this perceived public health problem, and to the point of wanting to kill snakes everywhere. And that's the thing with snakes. If you just remember to not stick your hands in places where you can't see, you'll never get hurt.
Snakes are not just predators. They are prey, and they have inventive ways of defense. But how do you defend yourself if you're a harmless snake? You appear to be what you are not.
One of the neat things about snakes is that with such a simplified body form, it's easier for them to look like something else with relatively minor changes. And this is a diadem rat snake from the Middle East that looks and sounds a lot like a saw-scale viper. And this is an absolutely harmless snake. I just saw him bite my knuckle there, and nothing bad happened to me. It's making this sound by hissing, and the saw-scale viper makes the same sound by rubbing its scales together. It's a really nice example of mimicry. If I were in the Middle East and I heard this thing hissing, I would probably jump back, because there'd be the possibility that it's a saw-scale viper, an extremely dangerous animal. Okay.
Dr. Robert Mason has been studying snakes for over 15 years.
Snakes have been around on the Earth for millions of years, and as far as I can tell, they should be around for millions more years. As long as they're not interfered with, there's no reason to believe they wouldn't. They're exquisitely well adapted to the environment they live in. Given the opportunity, they should be going on for millions more years.
Mm-hmm.